Hashem said, "Al Moshe v'al Aaron yan lehemanta." He gave pasuk yud aleph. Ablazer, you can see it. You can see it on the screen.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
On this thing, I only can see for some reason. I only can see one person at a time. I used to be able to see everyone at the same time. I don't know why.
You can't see me?
I see you. I only can see one person at a time.
Oh,
I was wrong. Okay, it's good. It's good. You do not believe in me. Lehakti Hashem to sanctify me. Le'ene b'nei Yisrael l'chendif lo savu asa kol hazeh. You will not bring the people. El aretz asher nasati lohem. Okay, so you will not hear me. Now, let's look over here. The Rashi. Rashi, I go over here too. The computer was much better than this. This is a big annoyance. This is no good, this thing. Commentary, Rashi. Rashi, I want now Rashi just in Hebrew. All right, this is going to drive me crazy. This is going to drive me crazy.
Well, you have to put used to different computers, different.
Yeah, it's totally different.
Well, maybe put it side by side. Okay, there is option, no?
See, this is an Apple tablet. I think it works totally differently than what I'm used to.
When you have... There is English something here. So maybe if you click on it, it will disappear.
Oh, okay, there it worked. You're right, it worked. But now I click on it, Rashi, commentary. Before I had it in Hebrew. Rashi, how do I get into Hebrew? All right, this is gonna take forever. You know what, let's just do it today. I'm gonna waste the whole time with this. I don't know, I need a computer. I need to go back to the computer. Gotta get a computer. This is not gonna work for this year. All right, so in the meantime, we're gonna learn like we did in the past. I'll learn from the Chumash.
So why don't you buy a computer?
I will if I want. I thought that someone gave this I think they have in my hand now. It's a very expensive device. This, what I have in my hand, costs more than a computer. Someone here in the shul gave this to me for free. He gave it to me for free, and this costs even more than what I would pay for a computer. This is the latest Apple iPad. It's the latest one. Problem is, in Safari, it doesn't really... every device functions differently. A laptop is different than an iPad. And there's a Macintosh, and there's a Windows, and they all are designed completely different. So it's not so easy. Yeah.
Papa, you see in the top corner, the A.
Right, so now it works. But before, see, now I'll put it on. I'll put it now. Okay, now I'm going to go do. Here's the Hebrew file. We'll try now. But I like the English. I do like the English. The English is very good because we look at the English, and it helps us a lot. Alright, so right now we'll just do it. Rashi on this pasuk says, Yan loy, a lot of Rashis. Yan lehemandi, gila hakasav shalule. We did this right. We did this. You're right. Well, Liz, we did this yesterday.
We did it right.
So, up to Revi? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, my man, I don't think we did the last pasuk. There's one last pasuk. Hey, Mamem Riva. This last pasuk. This is the name of Riva. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Asher Ravu Vnei Yisrael Al Hashem Vayikadosh Pam. These are the waters of Meriva, which Ravu Vnei Yisrael Hashem, they quarreled with Hashem, Vayikadosh Pam, and Hashem was sanctified through these waters. Because Moshe Rabbeinu rebelled against Hashem, and Klal Yisrael, they witnessed how Hashem punished Moshe Rabbeinu. Punishment is a form of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. It's a very frightening concept that when a person is punished publicly, this itself serves as a sanctification of Hashem's name. And Rashi here says in this pasuk on the bottom of the screen, Heim Mei Meriva. This is the Mei Meriva. Heim Haniskodim B'Mokoy Macher. This is what is mentioned elsewhere. Es Elu Rohu Itzdagnine Faro. Paro's astrologers, they saw Shemoshion shel Yisrael loike vamayim, that the savior of the Jewish people will be smitten by water. Lokach gozru, So they didn't know what they were saying. They did not know. They saw that the Moshiach and Shalit Shalit is going to be punished by water. And the truth was, the water that they saw in the stars was that Moshe would hit the rock instead of speak to the rock. And because of this transgression, Moshe will be punished. He would not enter into Eretz Yisrael. They did not see that part of the vision. They just saw that the Moshiach and Shalit Shalit will be smitten by water. And they mistakenly thought that they'll throw him into the Yam. They'll make a gzera, kol habein ha'yiloid ha'yoret hashlichu, and that way, this is what is going, that's going to happen, so then he'll die. So this is what it means in this pasuk, Hema, they are the mei meriva, asher rovu v'nei sholes Hashem, they are the mei meriva. Rashi learns this is what the itztagnine paro saw back in the beginning of Chumash Shemos. Hema nizkod m'makamachar elu es elu ro itztagnine paro, fine. Next, Vayikodesh Bam, they were sanctified through them. Shemesu, Moshe v'Aaron al Yodah. Moshe and Aaron died because of these waters. Kishakadosh Baruch Hu Oisadin bim Kudoshon. Who, when Hashem does judgment bim Kudoshov with His holy ones, who yoru umiskadesh al habriyos. The whole world is terrified. Hashem is awesome when Hashem does judgment against His holy ones. So the words over here of Vayikodesh Bam is Hashem was sanctified because Hashem punished Moshe v'Aaron. Alright, let's see the Targum. I click on this. And go to the Mefarshim. Go over here to the Targum. Go back over here. I have to go to the Targum. Go to the Targum. More Targumim. Click on Rashi Targum Ungulus. Here it is. Inun. This is Me Matsusa. This is the waters of Matsusa. Of quarreling. D, which Nitzo B'nei Yisrael. Nitzo means they quarreled. So he's taking over here two words. There's the word Miriva. They are Inome Matsuso. D, Nitzo B'nei Yisrael. Kodom Hashem V'iskadash B'hoin. Alright, now, let me look over here on this Sefer. I think it's just simple to make the photocopies like I did yesterday. And this Sefer. In Parshas. Chukas. Okay, right. Last pasuk before Revi'i. Let's see what he says over here. If he says anything. Okay, what does it say over here? He says, "Hey, Memriva, pasuk, Yud Gimel, pasuk Yud Gimel." Guess what? He doesn't say anything. How do you like that? Okay, new sugya. Now we go to a new sugya. I just like it the other way better. It's too hard for me. Let me just take Mamish a second to do this. I think it's much better to do it like this. Makes it a lot easier. I take a picture, and then I go and I send an email of the picture to myself. Here we go. Compose to myself, and we attach a picture, attach file from the camera I just took. Select and I do a send, and now I click on this. I think this just makes it a lot easier. Here we go, Rablazer. You see the email? Me. Here's the picture. I think this is a lot easier for me. All right, here we go. Let's try it this way. Here we go. Pasuk says, Vayishlach Moshe. Rablazer, you can see this? You can see this on the screen?
Yeah, I see.
Okay, good. Okay. Here we go. This will be back now. Vayishlach Moshe Malachim l'mikodesh el melech adoim. Moshe sent messengers from Kodesh el to Melech, the king of Edoim. Koyomar ochicha Yisrael. So says your brother, the Jewish people. Ato yodato, you know. Eis kol hatila'o asher mitza'osnu. All of the exertion. How do you say the missing English? The travail How do you say that? How do you pronounce that word in English? All of the dictionary.
Travail.
Travail. See, Google tells
Travail.
Me.
Travail. Travail.
You hear that word? Travail.
Travail.
Painful or laborious effort. Travail. The travail. The tala means the travail. The painful or laborious effort. You know all of the pain that the Jewish people that has come upon us. Rashi. Pasik Yud Dalit. Here on the bottom of the page, I've enlarged the most that I can. Achicha Yisrael. Mo ro'o lahaskir kan achla. Rashi asks a question, why is Moshe Rabbeinu mentioning brotherhood? Elo amar loy, achim anachnu, we are brothers. Bnei Avraham, we are the children of Avraham. Shenemar, loy, ki ger yihye zaracha. It says that you will be a sojourner. V'al sheneinu hoye oisei hachoyv liparoi. Both of us had an obligation to pay off the debt. And what happened? You, Edom, you did not go down to Egypt. You did not pay off the debt. We paid the debt. So therefore, you owe it to us because we have paid off your debt. Isn't that an amazing thing? Could you imagine going to the Goyim today? America, United States of America, the Western civilization, they identify as Edom. And we should say to Western civilization that we went down to Egypt and we suffered for 210 years. You, our brother, you who are the descendants of Esav, you also should have gone down to Egypt and suffered along with us. Because in the Bris Bein HaBesodim, Hashem said to Avraham, Ger Yihye Zar Acha Be'eretz Lo Elohem. And Esav never suffered the gezerah of Ger Yeh Zaracha Be'eretz Lo Elohem. Why not? Because we, Yaakov, did it for him. We fulfilled the gezerah. We took the whole thing upon ourselves. Esav did not suffer. So therefore, Esav, you owe it to us. Can you imagine saying such a thing today? Go to the United Nations and you say this in front of the whole world. That Esav, Western civilization, you owe us a debt. We suffered the gzer b'sven hamsarim. It's an amazing Rashi. Who would pay attention to this Rashi in today's day and age? Unbelievable. Ato yodato. So therefore, al shenei nuha yoisachel l'para. Ato yodato. Es kol hatulah l'vich. Therefore, perush avicham yalavinu. You know all of the pain, and that is why your father Esav is separated. Vayelech el eretz mibnei Yaakov achiv, mibnei hashtar achiv, hamutul alehem, v'hitiloi al Yaakov. Amazing, amazing, amazing. This Rashi is just is an eye-opener in understanding the world history. To appreciate world history, after the moon in this pasuk, Yaakov Avinu, he says, they say to Esav, you know all of the tsar. And because you knew of all of the pain that was meant to come upon the descendants of Avraham, you distance yourself so you should not suffer, and we suffered. We suffered the full debt, and therefore you owe it to us. One more time, ato yodata is kol hatilah. You know all of the pain. L'fichu, therefore, perash avichem me'alavinu. Your father said, went the other way. Vayelech el eretz mipnei Yaakov achiv, mipnei hashtar choy v'mutal aleihem. V'yitilu al Yaakov. The shtar choy was put upon, that was meant to go upon Esav, and you put it upon us. Unbelievable. Now let's see what it says in the Targum. Targum, Pasuk Yodalid. Here's the Targum. Ushlach Moshe is Gadin. What's is Gadin? Is Gadin means messengers. Malochim. Merikam. What's Merikam? Merikam is from the word Kodesh. Right? Over Yishlach Moshe Malochim mi Kodesh. So over here the Targum says, Ushlach Moshe is Gadin, Merikam, Levas to Malka, the king of Edom, Kindon, so says Omar Achoch, so says your brother Yisrael, at Yedat, you know, Yoskol Okisa, Okisa, the Ishta Kach, the Ish, the Okisa means the pain, the Ishka Kascha, that we have found. Now, he's being mekatzer very much. You see how short he's being mekatzer. First of all, the Targum over here is saying is the word kodesh. Kodesh is a place. And the kodesh is reken. And that we once learned this before. We learned this before that the Targum, when he translates a location in Chumash, he always gives it the name of the current name of that location in his day. When Unculus wrote Unculus, and he came to a location, he did not call it just translate the word Kodesh. He looked on a map, and he saw where that place is, and he gave it the name that it was currently called. So it used to be called, in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, it used to be called Kodesh. But when the Targum got around to writing the Targum, it was no longer called Kodesh. That location was called Rekem. So the Targum, when he translates Kodesh, he refers to the current name of that location. That's a very big chiddush, and we had this before, and he's doing that again over here. So he's substituting Kodesh with the word Rekem, because that's what it was called in his day, which was about 2,000 years. The Targum L'Chayr was wrote down the Targum about 2,000 years ago. Okay, so Moshe sent messengers from Merikam, it's Rekem, Levos to the king Malko Dedoim, Kindo Yu, Kindon. Now, what does it mean, Kindon? It means so. Sorry. Koyomar Hashachicha. Kindon means so amar achuch Yisrael. So says your brother Yisrael, at you Yidat, you know, Yos, kol Okisa. You know all of the pain. Eis kol hatilo'o. Tilo means the okisa, that means pain. De ashka chasna. Now that one word is being used to translate two words. And the pasuk it says, asher mitzo osnu, which has become a fallen upon us. And the Targum is translating those two words, asher mitzo osnu, with one word, de ashka chasna. Now, here on the side of the page, if you can see it, on the side of the page, he has a nice commentary over here. Pasuk Yudal, it says over here, is, by where it says Yudal, right in the middle, is gan gadin, shelichin, messengers. Okay, that's just the Aramaic for melacha means is gadin, means messengers. Levas malka diedim. Targum el is levas, sheshochoi etzloi. Okay, let's not go dwell upon this. I'm Ashokosla, come on, el oretz, targum laro. Okay, forget about that. Let's jump down to the next entry. Akisa, pain. We said the word tilo'o. What is tilo'o? Tilo means suffering. Akisa, leshoin tzora, vitsuka. Uchamashokosla for Ibn Ezra. Shamilo tilo'o, he, migizras, Vinilu Mitzrayim, to be worn out. V'yakavana, this means litzara. Sheyile Adam lesavla, person is weary. Travail. Oyle hagida, either to bear it or to even discuss it. Now, is there a machlokes Rashi in Unculus? Maybe there is. Unculus is saying, Ata yodata, you know all of our tsar. Unculus is translating the word Tilo'o as Lashon Tzara Vitzuka, our pain. Rashi maybe disagrees. Rashi, we always have a Yesoid. Why is Rashi coming to comment? Rashi, typically, when he comes to comment, he's coming to pick up on something that says in the Unculus and to disagree. And when it says, Ato Yodat Eis Kol HaTilo'o Lefichach Perash Avichem Me'al Aviv Ve'yelich El Eretz M'nei Yaakov Aviv M'nei Shashtarcha V'mutul Aleihem. Go back to the previous Rashi. Achicha Yisrael, mo ro lahaskir kan achva ela. Omar lo ya achem anachnu. Bnei Avram, she'anem aloi ki ge yezach v'yaretz olohem. V'yal sheneinu hoye oisoi hachoiv l'poroi. Okay, so it doesn't necessarily seem that Rashi is disagreeing with Unculus. He's just coming to embellish it. He's just trying to tell us that the tala'a means that this, the tsar was a debt that had to be paid by the children of Avraham, and that includes Esav, and Esav decided not to share in the chayif, and we paid off the chayif, and therefore we have now entitlements because we paid off the chayif. All right, that's it. Anything else he says over here? That's it. Let me see. So no, that's it. Okay, next pasuk. Pasuk tezayin. So what happened? I'm sorry. Pasuk tezvav. Vayerdu avoseinu mitzrayma. Okay, our forefathers. Oops, what happened over here? Okay, sorry. Go back over here to. I want to see who's online here. Okay, and go back over here. Vayerdu. What did I do? Go back to the Zoom. Pasuk tezvav. Vayerdu avoseinu mitzrayma. Our ancestors went down to Egypt. Vanesha b'mitzrayim. We dwelt in Egypt. Yomim rabim. Many days. Vayareo lanu mitzrayim. The Egyptians were evil to us. V'la avoseinu. And they were evil to our forefathers. Rashi pasuk tezvav. Vayareo lanu savalnu tsarois rabois. Ra. We carried the burden of many tsarois. V'la avoseinu, and to our forefathers, mikan sh'avos mitzarim bekever kishepuranus bo al Yisrael. This is an amazing, amazing Rashi. See, in Rashi, I always tell you, in Rashi, hidden in Rashi is literally every single principle in Judaism. It cannot be emphasized enough. You don't even realize, even subconsciously, all of the basic concepts and values of Judaism, Rashi, al pi Ruach HaKodesh, was able to embed in his commentary. And Rashi here throws you something which is a very, very powerful principle. And he says that our ancestors, our parents, our grandparents, know what's going on. They know when we suffer, they feel it. They know about what's happening to us in this world. They feel it. He writes here because it says "Vayareo lanu hamitzrim v'la avoseinu." So how does Rashi touch the pasuk? The Egyptians, they tortured us. Savalnu, we suffered. Tsorois rabos, and v'la avoseinu. What do you mean? Our great grandparents are dead. They're no longer among the living. So Rashi says mikan. From this one word we derive a principle of Judaism, Shecha Ovis, that our ancestors who are no longer alive, mitzta'arim bakever, in their grave, they know and they feel our pain, kishepur onus boho, when punishment comes upon Ali Yisrael. Okay, I guess that's why people go to the cemetery. People go to the cemetery and they dive in the cemetery because I guess they let the dead know we're in a lot of trouble. Do people come to the cemetery to give over good news? All you know, many of the Gedolei Yisrael, they complain. You hear this often, you read about this. Is the Gedolei Yisrael, they complain that people come to them the entire day, nonstop, and they report, they tell them all of the tzaras, that they can't find a shidduch for this child and this grandchild, and this one is sick, and this one doesn't have parnasa, and this one's suffering, and that one is suffering. But they almost never come back and tell the Rebbe, I got good news to tell you. This fellow that I told you 6 months ago couldn't find a shidduch, he just got married. This guy that was dead, half dead, guess what? He had a refuah shleima. This guy had no parnasa. They're now honoring him at the yeshiva dinner. He has plenty of money. The Rebbes, they all say, no one ever comes back to tell us good news. They come the whole day to complain, ask for brachas because of the bad news, and they don't follow up with the good news when something good happens. So people, you go to the cemetery, you begin to wonder, why do people go to the cemetery? The truth is, ruba de ruba, people go to the cemetery when they have bad news. And they go to the cemetery to be misfollow that the dead should go to Shemayim and do something in the other world, in the other world. Mayor Yavlov, you there? May I tell you, such a Ashkocha Pratah story, you can't even imagine. Such a Ashkocha Pratah story. If he's there, Mayor, I don't know what happened to him.
He's here.
Mayor, you there? Let's see, where is he?
He's muted.
I'm here, but my system is very slow.
Okay, so you know, so you, so let me ask you, what are the chances of this happening? Yesterday, Mayor Lacey took me to the cemetery. He got me to, he made me do this a number of years. He takes me every year to go to my
grandmother.
So this morning, what are the chances? My grandmother is buried over here in Mount Juno, and my grandfather is buried in Har HaZeisim. Because my grandfather, after my grandmother died, he made Aliyah. He went to Eretz Yisrael.
Is he buried in Kfar Chasidim?
No, he's buried in Har HaZeisim. No, he's buried in Har HaZeisim. I went there.
Someone went to visit him?
Nah, I think they're going to go on Friday. They're going to go visit him. My sister's going on Friday. So we went yesterday to my grandmother. So today, what are the chances of this happening? Rav Baruch Horowitz, after the shiur, he never does this. He calls me over. He wants to show me a video of the Lakewood in 1964, the Chanukas Habayis of the Lakewood Yeshiva. The Lakewood Yeshiva, the Chanukas Habayis. They would never ever do something like this today. You know what they did? They covered the building with a shmata. Could you imagine this, Rav Lazer? Take the front of the building.
It must have been a little building.
It's a pretty big building, like an unveiling. Just 2 weeks ago, I had it in my family an unveiling, and one of the people in the family said, "Okay, we're gonna cover the matzeva with a shmata, and we're all gonna come, and then we're gonna take off the shmata, the unveiling." And I said to him, "You're out of your mind. No one does this. No one covers the..."
Everyone does it.
Who does it? I've been to many of these. I never saw it done.
A lot of people do it.
Okay, fine. I never saw it done. So I convinced him we're not doing it. No way. No way, Jose. Okay, fine. He shows me this video from 1964. Lakewood Yeshiva. Rav Schneur Kotler. Everyone there. It's a very good schmacka crowd. It's a very nice crowd. A very, very nice crowd. People. Nobody on it. And they covered the entire building. The entire building was covered with a shmata. And then after they had some ceremony, maybe I'll show you the video, they pulled off the shmata to be megale, the front of the building, with all of the names, the dedications, all of the names of the people that dedicated the building in honor of. All right, fine. The video is a half an hour. There's no sound. There's only audio. Only audio. So in the...
No sound. Only video.
It's in color. It's okay. Very, very nice. Very interesting. And the reason why Baruch Horowitz showed it to me was because they were all these people, and people would come, who's this one, who's that one, and it was a person, no one knew who he was. He was a clean-shaven person, and Baruch Horowitz knew who he was, and he showed me how he wrote in the comments who the person is. There was someone that made a mistake, he thought it was someone else, and this is the person. He corrected it, fine. So he showed it to me, okay, it was very interesting. And as I'm watching, who do I see there in the video? I see my grandfather.
He wasn't at your trial?
No, he was in America then. He was in 1964. He was here in America. My grandmother was alive.
And he shows
me and I see, wait a minute. That is my grandfather. I could not believe it. So I'm thinking, what are the chances? Yesterday, Mayor takes me to the cemetery to see my grandmother. And the very next day, out of nowhere, someone comes and shows me a video.
Yeah, so that's why we say that the grandparents come to the chuppah.
It's amazing. It's the chant. It's so eerie. It's so eerie. Like right? you only go to the grandmother. What about me, the grandfather? I'm also here. Don't forget
right?
about me. I'm telling you, the chances are zero of this happening.
And today learning about
the Mason know the Tsaris. Exactly. The dead, the Velav Isenu. They know what's going on in this world. You go there, they know what's going on. It's very scary.
Absolutely. I think your grandparents are talking to you.
You know what's very scary? They say, I know people who do this. I read this. Before you go to the cemetery, this is what they say. This is a really spooky stuff. You're supposed to go to the mikveh before you go. Why? If you don't go to the mikveh, this is what it says in the books. I don't know what goes on there. The dead can see all of the averos that you did. But if you go to the mikvah before you go to the cemetery, they can't see any of the averus. Like you can go in disguise.
Let me ask you. You think they need to make it to you to go to the cemetery to see your averus?
I don't know. I'm embarrassed. They should see all my averus. I'm embarrassed. Even though it's not going to make a difference because...
You have to be embarrassed of the Rebbe Shalom, not of your grandparents.
Hashem already knows that. That Hashem already knows. That already is too late. Save yourself a little busha.
Okay. Anyway, I think it's a very big message to you.
May you love this video. We get to see you. May you identify all these people. I'll send you the video. You can see all the people there. And you know what's so nice? You know what's so nice? It's like modern. It's not like today.
Posner just sent a big picture. Rav Reuven Feinstein and the Posner, a bunch of guys. And I saw it somewhere else. There were a bunch of Rabbanim went to visit Camp Simcha. And they took a picture and,
Very nice. Right now they went to Camp Simcha. And then, you're not going to believe. You got to see this. In this video, it's in Lakewood. So it was like a novelty to take picture. The film. It's like every time the guy with the camera, he went to someone, they all looked, I'm being taken. Someone's taking, it's 1964. Someone's taking a video of me. So there was a guy, you're not going to believe this. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. There was a yeshiva guy. He looks like a coil guy. He just got married. I don't know. And the guy, the cameraman, put the camera on him, and he was there with his wife. So he goes and he takes his arm, and he wraps his arm tightly around his, I think it's his wife. He pulls her.
That's probably been Shana Rishayna.
He pulled her, and he puts his arm around her, like he hugs her. Today, would anyone in Lakewood do that? Never. Never, ever. But on the video...
They wouldn't admit that they do it at home.
This is very, very fascinating over here. This Rashi over here is mamash off the charts. Yeah.
A very courageous man has the guts to tell his wife that she's wrong.
They tell the wife they're wrong every single second of the day. What are you talking about?
No, you have to be very courageous to say that.
I eat sometimes on Shabbos by couples. They fight like cats and dogs. And in fact, sometimes the only reason why they invite me, they tell me, Beferish, is when I'm there, they fight less. When they have a guest in the house,
that's right.
They fight
that's
less. Right. They don't couldn't kill us, Aisha. They're using me to hold the peace. I'm not joking. So and I see my own eyes, the husband, they go.
I want to see the video and you get the message, right?
There's no
message. Tomorrow you're going to see your father. Watch it.
What does that mean?
You're going to have a nightmare tonight.
A nightmare tonight? Halavai, my father should come to the dream. Halavai. Okay, let's see over here. Let's go back and finish this pasuk over here with the Targum. Let's go back over here and figure out how to get this back on the screen. So this Rashi is an unbelievable Rashi. The lava is saying the pasuk, the Zvav, I read it, Savalnut, Soro, Israel, the Zvav, I was saying, Mikan! Shehovois mitzarim bekever kisha put onus boho al Yisrael. The ovois, they have tsar in the kever when Peronis comes upon the Jewish people. I guess this refers to the ovois. Our reason Yaakov, but lechora you can extrapolate every single generation. And what is going to be in the targum? Pasuk tells of the targum, vitzalino kodem Hashem. No. I'm sorry. Pasuk tells of the targum, unichasu avohosano limitzrayim. Our ancestors descended to Egypt, Visevna b'Mitzrayim, and they dwelt there Yoimin Sagim many days. They avishu lano Mitzrayim, and they tortured us. Avishu means avish means to cause pain. Lano, what is the Hebrew word? It says vayareu, ra. Ra is avishu lano to us Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, v'la avohosano, and to our ancestors. What is over here on the parish? Over here, Pasuk Tezvav. Let's see what it says over here on the side. Pasuk, would you believe it? There's no commentary over here. No, nothing does. Nothing to write over here on this Pasuk. All right, we'll stop over here. It was Kedai just to learn that Rashi, V'la V'Seinu. Okay, thank you, Reblaze, for coming. Thank you, may I'll send you the video.
Thanks, sure.
Okay, Zay Gizot. Take care. I'll send it to you right now. I'm here. Wait one second. One second. Let me get this back on over here. How do you do this over here? Turn off. Stop share. Okay. Now, while we're online, I'll get you the video. Let's see if I can get you the video right this second. Let me see what we got over here. I try to upload it. Let me see if it went up, if it uploaded.
No, you don't have to load it. I can look at it tomorrow.
All right, good. Okay, I'll send you.
I don't know who the people are, unless someone tells me who they are.
You probably can figure it out who they are.
You know what? You can even project it on the big screen they have. Yeah. They have another banner that they use for the Dafyomi.
I'll send you my grandfather, and I'll send you the link.
How will you send it? You gonna be able to clip it up?
I already clipped out my grandfather. I'm gonna send you the video. I'm gonna send you a link to the video. I don't know why he doesn't want to upload the video. I tried to upload the video.
Yeah, alright.
But I'll send you the pictures and I'll send you the video separately.
Okay, you gotta take care of what we talked about.
Okay, let me send you.
You're getting old. I'm getting all the support from your family.